There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live as always in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today on the program, plenty from last night's Monday night football game. Jonathan Von Tobel is going to be in studio in an hour from right now. We will preview the NBA season as that bad boy starts tonight. Paul Stone, college football betting analysis in 2 hours. And Mike Florio, pro football talk, plenty to get into with him coming up a little bit later on in the program. And Paulie, looking back last night at Monday night's game, the unders continue to be the story on the season now. 56-37-1. And it depends on how you grade some of the totals from this previous week. But I'll go 10 more unders hit this week in the NFL. And just the offenses last night, not clicking, not a lot of juice, not a lot of flow to the game after that start by the Broncos where Russ was 10 of 10. And Chargers got the job done in overtime in a sloppy game.
Yeah, it was good to have you back.
Thanks.
22-10 to the under in division games. First half was French Laundry. Second half was Jack in the Box. What happened to this guy?
I don't know.
He was good in Seattle, and now he's dealing with the injury, but to throw for 15 yards in the second half, this team could be 5-1. Horrible losses the last two games. Second half points, 3-10, 8-7, 3-3. Hackett not making any adjustments. Nope. I'd like to see him go up tempo. There's too much talent on this team to play like this offensively. And to have a 2-4 record and a play like this on offense.
Yeah,
I mean, the defense is playing their guts out, and you're blowing it every week.
Every game, the defense brings it. Clearly talented on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
I think the Javonte Williams injury is going to be something we're going to look back on and say, boy, that was pretty big because they can't run. Where was Gordon last night? He said the benching, like nobody told me I was benched. I think he had 3 carries in the game. That was all Latavius Murray. They can't get the job done in the red zone. They can't get the job done in short yardage. And to expand on your point, here's how many points the defense has allowed in losses on the year. In losses, 17, 12, 19, and there was that 32-point game against the Raiders. So think about that for a second. They've lost 3 games allowing 12, 17, and 19 points and scores in their 2 wins on offense, 11 and 16. That's how many points they put up.
Yep.
So
yep.
Here's what's going to happen. At the end of this year and into the summertime next year and like right around August, this team is going to be Well, look at this. They played in 11 one-score games, right? And they lost 9 of them. Whatever, it's going to be something like that. And they had a lot of injuries. They were low-scoring games. They turned the ball over in the red zone. They couldn't score. This is going to be a great candidate to go over their win total next year. Yeah. That's my prediction.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Between the awful red zone, the problems in the second half, the problems period on offense, two other observations, two lousy coaches last night. I'll expand on that coming up. But I'm watching the game thinking, can you imagine if Sean Payton was coaching one of these teams with the talent on both sides? I mean, that's probably an 11 or 12 win team if you put Sean Payton on the Chargers or the Broncos. And the other thing, I don't know if Matt said this on air or off air. It's to the point now where I don't even know if crunch time, I'm not putting a guy back on punts. Nothing good can come of it. There's always a block in the back, and then it's friendly fire. The guy fumbles. Worst case there, you're supposed to tie again. Worst case. 3 minutes and change, you're getting the ball back.
Sure.
And then they fumble. They fumble the punt, and it leads to a Charger win, which in the 43 people in Survivor, they're living right. They had no business moving on in Survivor either here. We could have been down to 300 people. I mean, that's got to be a tie. Best case for Charger fans and Charger backers in the Survivor. You can't fumble that.
It's a good observation about having that. Like, there are no Devin Hesters in this league right now. What's the point? And look, again, Russ started 10 of 10. He finished 5 of 18. No juice there. Look at Herbert. He threw the ball 57 times for 238 yards. And here's my biggest problem, again, going, this is like now for at least a couple of years, with the teams that go for it on fourth down. And I agree with like every spot that he went for last night with us daily. It's not the fourth down calling so much to me. I like fourth and short, to me, I'm pretty much going to be on board all the time or most of the time. It's the play calling. When you have a short yardage situation, fourth and short, third and short, whatever it might be, and then you plug Herbert in at shotgun, and then the play, he starts rolling back, he starts dropping back 7, 8, 10 yards.
Yeah.
It's got to be a quick, and I know they have injuries, the offensive line, no Keenan Allen, I get that, right? He's your best short yardage guy, one of the best in the entire league. But if you're going to go shotgun, and then he starts running backwards already on a fourth and two, like what? That's terrible play calling. You can't design a play like that.
No, I can't believe he throws 57 times for 230 yards. That's the other thing, too, coming down to scheme. And everything is Charlie checkdown, which can't happen with Herbert. A lot of these are tough calls because he doesn't know about the kicking situation with Hopkins,
who's
hurt.
That's another.
But that's I'll give you. Okay, this is a prove where how he's a bad coach. It's 3rd and 17 from the 19-yard line with a minute left in the second quarter. Denver's out of timeouts. What does he do? He threw the ball.
Yep.
That you gave Denver 3 points before halftime.
Yes, you did.
That was stupid.
Uh-huh.
Run the ball, kick the field goal, you go into halftime. You don't give them any time. He threw the ball. I mean, what do you think you're going to try? What are you going to accomplish there?
Third and long.
It was at the 19-yard line, it was 3rd and 17 with a minute left, and Denver was out of timeouts.
I think he wanted the PI there or took a shot with maybe a defensive pass interference. But is that worth the gamble?
No.
It wasn't before that spot? No.
No, just run it and go to halftime. Kick your field goal. I couldn't believe that. But what do you do if you're Denver now? Now the Jets might walk into another gift. Now Wilson's got the hammy. So I was going to say, oh, no, Jets catch a break. It could be ripping Sunday. But the way he's playing, it might be an upgrade how bad the offense has been.
Yep. So that number before the game last night for this upcoming week, Denver at home to the Jets. It was Broncos -3. It's now down to 2.5.
Well, who's scoring in that game? Look at that total. You just ran down everything with Denver.
It's 42. Yeah. Why does Denver have a game on the board in the 40s?
Right. 5-1 to the under. The high scoring game was the Raider game.
Sure.
But Zach Wilson threw for 100 yards Sunday.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's run with Hall, play defense, maybe get a special teams break.
Sure, a blunder by the other team.
Yeah, you put 42 in a Denver game. Right.
That can only go one way in my opinion. That's not going to go up. It's going to go down if it moves, and it probably will. But should the Broncos be favored against the Jets? I say yes, but if the Russ injury comes into play, then who the hell knows what could happen there? And the other one is the Chargers at home against the Seahawks. LA is, well, they were 7. It's now down to 6.5. The total there is 51.5.
Seabags 3-3.
And something tells me this Chargers team will look a little healthier than what Arizona did against the Seahawks defense.
Well, yeah. You got to get Allen back, too. But that's, I'll tell you what, I don't have confidence in Hackett to fix this. No way. No way turn this around. And then you have to worry about the finger pointing again and the infighting.
Sure.
I mean, again, you have that long layoff where you blew a game at home and lost 12-9 in overtime. For 1 week, the Colts made the adjustments. They're like, to hell with it. We're throwing 58
That's
times.
Right.
And Ryan looked good. Here, it's the same crap.
Matt Ryan had, 37 at halftime?
At halftime,
in the game?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So here is Hackett assessing where the team is after the loss last night.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. I think all those guys know that. They're disappointed. I'm disappointed. We have to look from within. Every single person has to look at themselves, how we can all get better, whether it's the penalties, whether it's the self-inflicted wounds, what we can correct to be able to move forward. Because there's still a lot of football left, and we got to grow. We got to be better as a team all around. It starts with me and the offense, and then we got to keep the defense off the field. Special teams got to be better. I mean, there are so many different things. You know, we're always hard on ourselves, and we'll be sure to correct those things and make sure we move forward and get better.
Okay, pal.
Yeah, sure.
We trust you.
Yeah.
Right? We have faith in you.
Schedule's manageable coming up, but you just see that they can't score against anybody. Jets, Jags, and in the bye week.
Yeah.
So that there's a lot of winnable games coming up here in the next five. But that I don't have any confidence in this coaching staff, and he's going to turn it around. I mean, it's just we're six games in here. It's the same crap on offense.
Do they have any more primetime games this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. That's fun.
Yeah. Christmas, yeah.
That's right.
Definitely Christmas. There's another one on there, too.
What was that total, you think, before the season started compared to where it's going to be at right now?
Oh, my God. Good observation.
51.5 down to 38.
The Rams game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, Stafford might throw a couple pick sixes, but that's...
Yeah, you can chalk that up, too.
Yeah.
I looked after the game last night. So, right now, again, this is a general statement about the entire league. We have 12 teams in the NFL averaging fewer than 20 points per game right now. 12.
Man.
Okay. Last year we had 10 for the full season. The pandemic year 2020, we had four. Four. I looked back the last 10 years. It's the only time we've had 12. We haven't had a full season. I just went back 10. I can go back more than that, but 7, 8, 7, 4, a couple of 10s. There's one 11, but this year 12. That tells you, and some of the teams at the very bottom of the list, Broncos are right there. What do you think they were at the beginning of the season to be the lowest scoring team in the league?
Yeah, I know. What do you think it is? Bad coaching? I mean, because every single rule put into place, boy, the roughing the passer penalties again.
Oh, popped up again last night.
The guy gave Herbert a hug. Flag, okay,
yeah.
Flag. But every penalty and everything is geared towards more points and every flag against the defense, and you still can't get high-scoring games. 60% to the under on the season, and as I mentioned again, 22-10 under in division games and a sick under run in primetime games the whole season.
I don't think we have many great offensive lines in the league at this point. Because every game that you watch, for the most part, you see guys dropping back and they're under pressure immediately. That doesn't help. And last night, again, a flag fest. Just all over the holding. The poor kid for the Broncos had four PIs himself.
Yeah.
Could have had five.
That ref, though, has been an under machine. When that ref had leading the crew, it's like a 29-9 under run going back.
Wow, okay.
When that guy's up, yes.
All right, fall sports are in full swing, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether you're a football, hockey, basketball, or baseball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join us every week for new promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet, plus Get, Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today. It's a whole new game. We'll have Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. Paulie will have details on the third biggest upset in this sport since 2005-2006. Next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Are you ready? There's something every night. Overtime, cash it. 16-1. Dulcich, first touchdown. 45-50-1. How about that first game? Kid can play.
Oh, he's
good. Like it. He's a weapon. Get him the ball. Let him eat.
I would say another weapon on the team.
Yes. Guy looked good. Chargers to win between 1 and 6 points at Bet Rivers, +340. Broncos first half money line, +165. The under, 47.5 down to 45. The alt under, 39.5, +275. You could have middled longest touchdown prop. It was 40.5 at Will Hill and other books. It was 38.5. The Dulcich touchdown was 39 yards. Fiddle in the middle. How about that?
Huh? Yeah, sure.
What a time to be alive.
It's a 2-yard separation there. It's
Come on. Hello, Toronto. Are we going to do this again? This is the third biggest upset in hockey since 05-06. The Coyotes were 4-25, and they won at Toronto. 550 favorite, the Maple Leafs. They could call me. I mean, they used a third different goalie they used, and they got beat. That's embarrassing.
Did you look at the reverse puck line by chance?
Oh, they covered that. That's right.
They did, yeah.
They got the empty net. It was too late. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what that paid. What a disgrace. These teams are so bad. But they won last night. Montreal won. They were +215. Rangers, $2 up to $250. They got a good club. They beat the Ducks. Yeah. And I don't care what happens tonight, it would take an act of God. So if the Yankees would have to erupt, not going to happen. Cash this too. Last run, LDS, Phillies prop. What team scores the most runs in that round? Phillies, 14-1.
Do you know what the Yankees need?
That's a lot.
Is it like 20?
I don't know. No, it's not that much. But the Phillies scored 9, 8, and 7.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not going to happen. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. Look at this guy walking. He's walking in an intersection at the crosswalk. The car is going, 2 miles an hour? And he runs. Oh, come on now with this act. Give him the Academy Award. He leans into the car and then faints and pretends he's injured. And the guy comes in. Get up. Kick him in the head. Give me a break. Checking. Are you okay, buddy? What a bunch of. Look at this.
Oh.
Look at the acting job. He should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, the camera tells the story.
No, absolutely. This acting job, unbelievable. How about a frog video, right? This is good. Oh, no. Oh, it's a duck video. Wrong one. There's Tony Soprano here with a duck throwing the duck into the pool over and over again. There you go. Duck back in, coming back out. Get me another try. There you go. Up you go. Back in the pool. Excellent.
Duck country. Yeah, let's fly.
Right. And Art Smith, you got to love this guy. The team's playing hard for him. After the win in the stadium, he took the offensive line for beers in the suite section.
Oh, that is excellent.
Yeah, the uniforms on and everything. There you go. 6-0 ATS, 3-3 straight up. Good job, Art. Couple lose some. Maple Leafs 465 up to 550. In Vancouver, the Canucks are 0-3. They've blown a two-goal lead in every single game. I think they led Edmonton 3-0 in the first game. And
they
lost.
Did. They yeah. did. Yeah.
It's incredible. In-play dream betting against Vancouver. Lose some MLB fans. Yankee, can you make a decision last night?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing? And then they called the game, and it wasn't even raining at the end. Well, we got a window. We got to start the game.
Well, but some of the fans got there, what, at least 2 hours before first pitch?
Right. And they're waiting, and it's like, okay, you saw every guy who covers the sport with tweets. It's looking like 6:30, maybe 6. Maybe I'm hearing 6:45, and we don't have. Oh, now it's going to come bad. No window now. We can't get it in.
Yeah, no,
okay,
that's going to
we'll see you tomorrow. They stood around for 5 hours, fans.
Yeah.
Lose some, I'll say Las Vegas contest as well. It's so, what a racket. In the Westgate Super Contest and here at Circa, 83% the leaders so far. 25-5 against the spread. Are you kidding? Give me a break. And one, lose some. I like this. A good flex by Seattle. The Seahawks beat Arizona. Oh, here's the fix. I'll do this one first with the fan. The fan runs out. Did you see this? The guy ran out with the Eagles on the Sunday night game with the intros. Several Eagle players said, I thought he won a radio giveaway. Guy sneaks in. There he is.
Oh,
waving his helmet out with the team. And they're like, I thought the guy, who is this guy? Oh, okay,
now, wait
fine.
A second here. Is he, he's annihilated, right? Is he hammered?
Looks
or
like he's drunk.
Did they beat him up?
No, I think he's
got to be hammered.
He's
got
to be intoxicated. Yeah. All right. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's crazy. And there it is. The Seattle Flex mocking Kingsbury when we had the draft with the pandemic from his house. And there it is. Sub to take out, put the Seattle skyline in there. Put Carroll in there instead of Kingsbury. Shut him down. Only scored 3 points on offense.
Yep.
Absolutely. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Okay, I'm glad that you showed that video of Arthur Smith and the Falcons. I know they're 3-3. Sirianni 6-0 with the Eagles. Don't you think that Smith and Daboll should be a little bit more alive than what we're looking at right now in the coach of the year market? I know if the Eagles win 14, 15 games, it's going to be difficult to beat Sirianni.
Nothing he can do.
Okay, but
he can't be plus $1.15.
No. We have to really seriously tip our caps. We were all mocking the Falcons a month and a half ago.
Laughed at the roster.
They're going to be a disaster. They're 6-0 ATS.
I love Mariota, though.
They never should have blown week one against the Saints.
Correct.
They gave that game away.
Yep.
They could realistically be sitting here at, 4-2 and in front of that division right now. And by the way, what were they to win the division before the season started?
No,
with the Buccaneers in it? I don't even recall it was such a big number.
Yeah.
I think I saw Daboll at one spot, I think it was Sunday afternoon, at 10-1 still. Maybe that was yesterday.
Surprised their dogs?
Smith is 40-1.
Yeah.
Am I surprised
Giants getting 3 in Jacksonville. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit surprised by that number.
I would think Salah, I get him confused with the soccer player, Salah. Salah has got a shot, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets can't make the playoffs? With the schedule they have coming up?
Well,
sure
they're getting, both teams are getting breaks in every single game.
They are, yeah. Right.
The Giants and the Jets.
Uh-huh.
Although,
it's a good race. It's a fun race. I saw locally McDaniels is 16-1. The Raider coach. Come on. It's got to be just local money. I mean, they have one win. Yeah, Yankees would need a 10 spot tonight to pass the Phillies.
Okay. And the way that series is going, it seems unlikely. We'll do more on baseball coming up in about 10 minutes here on the show. Other schedules to look at, by the way. How about the... so we brought up Sirianni there in Daboll. But for the Eagles, Paulie, by this week, Steelers at Texans, Commanders at Colts, their next month. I mean, you've been super high on this team all year long. They are staring at 14-3 right in the face this year.
Absolutely.
If they want it.
Yeah.
With all the Giants at Jacksonville, at Seattle, by Texans, Lions next month. Are all four of those? They're all winnable.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine we're going to be talking about the Giants at 9-1 in 5 weeks. But whoever would have guessed they're going to be 5-1 where they're at right now.
Comeback kids, back-to-back weeks. Down double digits and they survive. That was on Jackson. The game was over. Get the first down, run the clock out. And then this silly procedure penalty, and then he throws the horrible interception. But they're finding ways to get it done.
I saw a good tweet from a professional sports bettor, Rob Pizzola, up in Canada. Mm-hmm. He said, we can't even call them frauds because nobody thinks they're any good. Like, how can you call a team frauds where the market doesn't respect them?
Yeah.
The media, their own fan base doesn't even think they're good. So if there isn't a single person on the planet who thinks they're good, then how can you call them frauds?
Yeah.
I thought that was well done. But somehow, some way, again, that's just the breaks against the Ravens, the breaks against the Packers. And then how about the race for number one overall, the first overall pick? Are we going to see the Panthers go full-blown tank mode?
Yes. Right. I think they trade McCaffrey.
I think it might be
All they have to do is put Walker in there every game.
And that's
it. They won't win a game.
Right, right.
That what I watched Sunday, that's one of the worst performances I've seen in a long time.
It's not.
Because if they trade McCaffrey, again, he let him in rushing and receiving.
Oh, yeah.
Anderson's gone, okay? Walker, between Wilkes and McAdoo with the play calling and how conservative they
are? That's right.
Oh, it was atrocious.
It's not as bad as, who was it, Kendall Hinton for the Broncos during the pandemic year? Never played quarterback before. Hey, get in there, pal. We need somebody against the Saints. And then the Duck Hodges time with the Steelers. Bad. But it could rival that. But the Panthers have the Buccaneers at the Falcons, at the Bengals. Falcons, again, at the Ravens coming up. Do the Commanders go tank mode? Now that Wentz is hurt, and they probably were going to unintentionally tank with him anyway, quarterback.
Yeah.
Packers at Colts, Vikings at Eagles. And then the Texans at Raiders, Titans, Eagles at Giants, and then they play the Commanders, so that'll be a big spot maybe for who is going to get the... And all three of those teams I just talked about need a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in Washington, too. I would have put Howell in.
I hate the decision.
Wentz could be out 4 weeks. I know Heinicke took him to the playoffs, but I want to see what I have in this kid. He was great in the preseason. Put Howell in there.
Yep.
Come on.
I was actually a little bit surprised to hear that decision.
Yeah. See if the kid can play.
I would agree. Up next, we'll get into Major League Baseball, including a preview of the National League Championship Series. What a matchup, huh? The 5 versus the 6. And in my opinion, one side has an edge in at least 3 key categories. I'll tell you what they are coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the best betting talent in the game. VSiN has a midseason offer to make you a smarter, better. Sign up for just $99. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl. You get everything VSiN has to offer, including our 24/7 live shows, subscriber-only betting guides. Get that NBA guide tonight. Let's go. Come on, Lakers. Best bet in the game right now, $99. VSiN Pro through the Super Bowl. Sign up now, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here we go, Paulie. 2 games today in Major League Baseball.
Good fun.
Of course, the rain out last night for Game 5 between the Yankees and the Guardians. And then we get Game 1 in this 7-game series of the National League Championship Series. Total bedlam in the NL. I'm personally a huge fan of this. I know that people wanted, you know, Mets, Braves, Dodgers, whatever it could have been.
Oh, you are?
Oh, I think this is
March
awesome.
Madness?
I think this is fantastic.
Where are you at
yes.
with the format? Because a lot of people are ticked. I mean, because the Dodgers had a better record by 22 games over the Padres. What was their reward? 1 extra home game.
Hey,
no,
it's on them.
Okay.
Too bad.
Shouldn't they get every game at home?
I don't
like the first round?
Oh, maybe. I could be open to something like that. Yeah. I don't want to hear the excuses again with this team.
Yeah.
It's over. It's rinse and repeat with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I thought Arash Marchese, did you see his tweet?
I did not.
He's covered LA sports and the Dodgers for a long, long time. He ran down. He's like, if the Dodgers blow this series, shut it down. This is the worst of all time for this team.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You can't even compare this to anything else that this team has done. 111 wins. Like you just said, that gap between them and the Padres, and they won 1 game in the series.
111 wins compared to 89. And they got Game 1, which was a gimme because they had to throw Clevinger.
That's right.
And they just came off the win. That was the thing. But the schedule was stacked in favor of the teams with the bye.
It was supposed to be.
I know.
Yes.
I know. So you're right. It's the 5 against the 6. It's 87 wins against 89 wins. And one of them obviously going to the World Series. So I'll tell you, though, this Phillies team is dialed in offensively.
Oh, boy, are they ever.
And I want all you can eat with the Harper props. He is locked in, too. Home runs, total bases, every couple hits a game. This guy has been great. in the playoffs, and he was awesome in the Atlanta series.
Yeah, and they're also, now that entire lineup is like getting it from all over the place, but he's been the catalyst so far. If you do look, Adam Burke here at VSiN had a great write-up on the series, and you can get it at VSiN.com. He pointed out three big edges to one team here in the series, and it goes to the Padres, right? Defensively, the Padres have the edge. Phillies have been one of the worst teams in the league the entire year. They're 25th in defensive runs saved. The Padres finished the regular season 11th overall in defense and 18th in runs saved, and they were third in outs above average. The Phillies ranked 29th in outs. That means we're talking about a difference of nearly 70 outs between the two teams defensively. That is humongous. And then he pointed out that you have to give the depth of the rotation an edge to the Padres. I would agree with that, right? Because after Wheeler and Nola, which that's a nice 1-2 hammer to have, but it's also, you can go Darvish, you can go Snell, that counters it. And then I think the depth there in the rotation is a little bit better. But then the bullpen, too, for the Padres.
Well, it doesn't matter if you score 8 runs a game.
Well, but that's like where the Phillies have the edge.
How about the Hoskins home run, huh? Just floats the bat down.
He takes the bat.
That atmosphere, how good was that atmosphere, right?
I want this prop up. I thought about this last week. I don't know how anybody would create it. It will never be on the board. Which home park will create the highest decibel level during the playoffs, during the series?
Mm.
Because as loud as the Phillies got against the Braves, you cannot underestimate what's going on right now with the Padres. And by the way, awesome job by the fans there and by the organization. You could have made a case that the Dodgers were going to kind of have a home field there, or it was going to be 50-50. That was almost all Padres fans.
They kept them out.
Yep.
And they haven't been, they hadn't made it since what, 06, if you don't count the pandemic year.
Mm.
So, well, the other thing, you got Hader on track. That's big.
He finally found it again.
Hader appears to be back. But I actually trust Wheeler more than Darvish. That he was great in that St. Louis game, but then just the two outs, nobody on, and then, you know, hit by pitch, a walk, it got funky there and went sideways. But I love their offense right now. $1.25 series price, $1.25 tonight. I know the concerns about the bullpen. You definitely bullpen edge to the Padres.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this is important, and we'll do it coming up with the game tonight. But the schedule, I mean, you're going to play 5 days in a row here. This is you get 5 days in a row you're going to play. So you only have one day off with this if it goes the distance. And it's just going to be a freak show in the ALCS if that thing goes the distance based on the two rainouts in the Cleveland series. But
so why do you give the edge to Wheeler over Darvish?
Thank you for the tip. What do you got? What are you holding here? You get future tickets. What are you going
to
do?
Well, I have Phillies at 20-1, and I have the Padres at 9-1.
Yeah, yeah. It was innocuous comment, but you just sent out the text about the bats.
You might want to look at the Phillies because of the 1-2 punch they have.
I think you sent that in August. Because you looked at the September schedule and said, hey, Wheeler, Nola, October, you never know.
Yep.
And bam, here we are.
So, I will say this. I think Darvish and Wheeler, to me, is very, very close. I would actually like the Phillies to win the series if Nola was going today in game one. So I think he has the edge over Wheeler. I think he's better than Wheeler right now. But if he was going, and you can come back with him earlier in the series then, in theory. Yeah.
Well, Thor wasn't bad in game four, so not bad. He gives me four. I mean, that's okay. So good series, though. Tough handicap. But
you also got to like the way the Padres are getting it from other guys, not named Machado.
Well, come on. Very impressive, though. To go on the road in all three games and beat the mighty Mets, 101 wins, and then you beat the Dodgers, 111 wins. So.
And we're talking about guys like Grisham, Profar.
Been great, yeah.
Cronenworth.
Yeah. Yep. Who cares? Who needs Tatis, right?
Well.
What does Bill Simmons call it? The Ewing theory? Team's better without the star player?
Yep.
Are they going to go to the World Series without Tatis?
That'd be something else.
Oh, man.
I think this has got a lot of juice. Okay. I'm very excited about this series.
We've got a lot of juice tonight, too. Because, this afternoon, rather. So it's going to be Nasty Nestor. They're still going to stick with Savale. I imagine Bieber's got to be right behind him. See how long Nestor can go. All hands on deck. I don't care about if Cole goes to Boone and says, I can give you an inning, get him out there. I don't care. So if Cole can give you an inning, so be it. The day
they already had that discussion, by the way.
Yep. He shut him down. Don't shut him down. If he wants to do it, give him the ball. The other thing is the day off with the rainout also helps the Yankee bullpen. I do give the edge to the Cleveland bullpen, though, based on how solid they've been. But I don't know what to expect tonight. But I do know this. This is stacked. Oh, it's such an advantage for Houston now. Because whoever wins today then has to go fly right out, and you have game one tomorrow in Houston, And then again with the schedule, you get one day off. You're going to play. You get one day off if the series goes the distance.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're maxing. Who are you going to throw anyways if you're the Yankees? And plus, Houston's sitting there and rested. But, you know, didn't work out for a lot of those teams early on in the playoffs. But Houston, Houston should go to should walk to the World Series.
Let me ask you this. So I did bet the Yankees yesterday in the game with Taillon.
Partially, I was not confident in that guy.
Oh, you're not in Taillon?
No way.
Okay, so
he was a mess in the extra inning game.
He was, but he also has like good numbers on the year, and he's got a solid, like pretty decent overall numbers. Should the Yankees be 13 to 15 to 20 cents higher in certain books, higher today with Cortez than what they were yesterday?
I think so. Yeah,
you think so with Cortez?
He was great in game two. Just made a little control issues. Gave
it wasn't his fault.
Right? No. But that's I you don't know what to expect from the Yankee offense.
Do you think that the Guardians should be going with Bieber today?
Yes.
It's 3 days rest. This is also a guy that is coming up. I mean, he had, come on, man, the injury.
Yeah.
And he's a young guy. And do you...
It's up to him. How long can he go, though, too? That's the other thing. Discussion you have to have, and I'm not in that that clubhouse. How long can you go? If you can give me three innings, fine. I mean, see, Nestor's like, give me the ball, let's do this. But all hands on deck. I got to say it again. I want the Bader props. Guys locked in. You might get Bader a half for a total base prop. Made three of the last four games. He's gone deep. 12-1, 10-1. So
of all the guys, we thought, I mean, come on, Paul, this happens every single October. Like, who's it going to be batting 7, 8, 9 for some of these teams? And it happens to be him for the Yankees.
Right. Imagine they lose, though. 99 wins. Number one, Cashman should be out. Number two, it should be a bidding war and nuts in New York between Cohen and what he wants to do. Just spend, and he wants to win in the worst way. I mean, I know George wouldn't tolerate this.
Yeah, but I don't think
Steinbrenner would clean house if they won 99 games and got bounced early.
Yeah, I don't think the Yankees are going to be. This has kind of been the new MO.
It's unacceptable.
Now that, I mean, George's been gone for a long time now.
It's unacceptable.
Oh, yeah. They don't go all like he did.
Yeah.
I would fire Cashman anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I win the World Series. It's going to be, they're going to luck into it. They will stumble into a World Series this year. It's not because of him. The guy's been there for far too long.
That fan base should be furious 2009. Last time they've been in a World Series.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable for what they spend. Yes.
Today's a good day, though.
It is.
Those two games.
And the association. I like it. I think the Lakers should be a playoff team. I'm excited to see what the Lakers look like. I think Anthony Davis is going to have a bounce back year. And I think the depth of the East, it's fun. I mean, for years, the East was horrendous. No depth.
So the Lakers are going to be a playoff team, you think?
Yeah, Lakers make the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I completely disagree.
Oh, come on.
They're like minus, aren't they like minus 280 to miss?
I think they get the playoffs.
The Western Conference, far too many good teams.
A lot of tanking, though. Of tanking in that league.
We will run down the NBA coming up next. Two scenarios are happening to begin this season. One hasn't happened in 20 years, the other in 35. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Oh, yeah, NBA tonight. Good start with the hockey season. Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Join us every week for new promotions like Tuesday Hockey, First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football, Bet and Get, Sunday Night Parlay Insurance as well. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. You may have been looking at a book outside of Nevada. But here,
no, I had it reversed.
You did? Okay, that's what it was?
That's my fault, yeah.
All right, well, we are a Laker town, and everyone comes from Southern California and doesn't care what the price is. They just hammer the Lakers, no matter what. They don't care what it is. So to make the playoffs, yes, minus 230, risking $230 to win 100, and a win total 43.5, they are a better team, much better, if they just tell Westbrook, we're not playing you, or bye-bye.
If they do that, yes.
And I think they will.
Hope you're right.
And I think they're also going to make a trade later in the season.
Okay.
I think they have told LeBron, wink, wink, we are moving those first-round picks. We will get you help. Thanks for signing the extension.
Okay, so you think they're going to make the playoffs. Let me just ask you
absolutely.
This. Okay.
Big bounce-back year from AD.
So which team misses then in the West? Okay, Denver, Minnesota, Phoenix, Golden State, the Clippers, Memphis, Dallas, and the Pelicans.
Dallas.
They missed the playoffs.
Well, I like Dallas under. Yep. Lose Brunson. Your big acquisition was the trade for Wood. Maybe Luka gets a little banged up there. No. I got to be high on the Pelicans. Ooh, good on paper.
You have to be.
How about Willie Green, coach of the year? Sprinkle.
Oh, maybe. Yep. Their starting five is, and it's not just the starting five. Like, they have some guys off the bench, too. But the Pelicans, I think it's, you know, JBT's coming up. VSiN's NBA betting analyst coming up in about 15 minutes, going to be in studio. I like to rank the top three, like, most watchable teams to begin the year. Pelicans have to be on the list.
Yeah. They could miss, though.
Well, they could.
This guy can't stay healthy. Let's be honest.
You can't say that and then tell me the Lakers are going to make it bank on Anthony Davis. Yeah. He's Mr. Come on.
He's on a mission, though. Yep. He's going to be on a mission. All rave reviews about AD.
This is what we're looking at right now.
He also was horrible last year when he was out there.
Oh, yeah.
The shot was broken.
So, it can shop around here, looking at teams to win the NBA title. And, Paul, we're actually on the same page with a couple of different future bets. But, Celtics, Warriors, Bucks, Clippers, the four teams that are generally going to be at the top of the odds board to win the title this year at every single book, none of them have higher odds than 5-1.
Yep.
And according to ESPN Stats and Info, it's the first time in 35 years. 35! And this is why the NBA has gotten better to me over the years, because it always used to be, the two or three teams before the season who were going to win the championship, but 35 years since the preseason favorite has had odds this long. And there's also this on the flip side.
Yep.
Five teams at the bottom, Thunder, Pacers, Spurs, Rockets, and Jazz, all have win totals less than 25. That's the most in any 82-game season in the last 20 years. David Purdom, good story at ESPN.com. So you have, it's open near the top, and at the bottom, this race for Wembanyama is going to be,
And the other kid.
They're going to be pushing people out of the way.
That's right, yep. And four of them play in the West. So there's a lot of wins you can grab in the Western Conference with four of the five Tankathon games, Tankapalooza there in the same conference. The other tidbit, more bets have been placed on the Nuggets, 20-1 to win the championship, than any other team at points bet. I love this prop at DraftKings to be the one seed. Denver plus 550, and then the East, the Sixers 5-1.
Yeah, I'm
to be
both.
The one seed. They won 48 games with a JV team It was just the Joker and no help. And now you get Murray and Porter and Pope.
Yeah.
I mean, watch out for the Nuggets.
I mean, some of the numbers that when you go back to the last time that Murray was actually on the court full time for the Nuggets, the numbers offensively when he's on the court at the same time as Joker are, it's video game numbers. And the differences between the net rating overall between the Nuggets with them, and then that's just, by the way, Murray and Joker. And Porter coming back as well. They added up Pope. That is a really, really good team. I'm super high on them. I agree they could be the one seed. And I think that we're going to watch the best team in the Eastern Conference tonight as well, and it's not the Celtics.
Yep.
I'm super high on the 76ers this year.
I don't know how much they miss Udoka. And this guy's the youngest coach in the league, Mazzulla. So the acquisition of Brogdon was huge. But remember, they got off to a slow start last year. But I want to see because how great they were defensively once they bought in from January on, and the great story. But you go, you acquire Melton, you bring in Tucker, which Embiid wanted, and you get Harrell. I love the Sixers starting five. Harden dropped a lot of weight. I think you'll see a motivated Harden, and I think the Sixers can get the one seed in the East.
So do I.
Philadelphia's going to have a good year.
I also think, I mean, they are, look at that number right now, 5-1 to win the East. They're still, I think, available. Well, they have been, you know, in recent weeks anyway, 15-16-1 to win the NBA title. The drawback is going to be the head coach, potentially, with Doc Rivers.
Yep.
But again, when you look at that starting five, it looks, and people is going to say, well, it's Embiid and Harden. I got news for you. Maxey might be the second best player on the team. And I was going to bet him. I can maybe expand on this a little bit later on. I hate the most improved player award because the fine print, it's so sketchy. Like, there's no way. I mean, Ja Morant, most improved, he was already like one of the best guards in the league.
Yeah.
You can't be so Anthony Edwards is the shortest shot on the board. He's already really, really good. That's what I hate about it. But Maxey was 30-1 to be most improved. I thought he should have won it last year. That's down to like 12-1 now on Maxey. What he did in the preseason elevated, again, you're like, oh my God, he got better than what he was a year ago. And that was a small sample size. So watch what Maxey's going to look like tonight in this season for the Sixers. And I think the Melton thing, he shot 48% from downtown last year. He was one of the key cogs for the Grizzlies when Morant went out and missed those games, and their bench was such a big reason why they won a lot of those games.
Huge year for Harden. Is the guy ever going to win anything? And is it just, you know, Father Time undefeated? He kept saying, I was hurt. The hammy gave me problems. I wasn't healthy. A portly fellow, had the front porch. So he lost a lot of weight, and we'll see now that he's healthy. Does he have the explosion? Can he still blow by people? And is he still a guy that can go for 30 a night on a regular basis? But other thing, I don't need him to do that. Though,
no,
my starting five is so good.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be required. I think it's going to be more right. of.
But can he do it though? I got to see it. Does he still have it in his game, or is he just too old and too many minutes, and that's it?
He has had a lot of usage over the years. Yeah. We know that, right?
Yeah.
The odometer is racking up the miles rather quickly. Where are you at with the Clippers?
I need to know how many games Kawhi Leonard's going to play. I like the Clippers a lot. The other thing is. I'll ask Von Tobel coming up about who's going to – I like Denver, but also who's the best regular season team out of Golden State, Phoenix, and the Clippers. Because now Kerr's already saying, I'm going to sit, guys. I'm going to at least watch their minutes early on with the vets.
Right, right.
And they lost some key pieces from the team last year, too.
So the you're asking most wins between Clippers, Suns, and the Warriors. Boy, man.
I don't like what's going on in Phoenix
at
all.
Oh, neither do I. How can you?
I mean, this whole Ayton thing, it's just poison. I don't talk to my coach. I haven't said a word to him. I don't want to be. I mean,
the body language again. The sound bites coming out around media day last month. Terrible.
Yep.
If the Clippers do stay healthy, though, I put it this way: one of the guys I respect the most in the NBA field told me that anytime that he saw the Clippers at 8-1 or better in the offseason, he was betting them to win the championship. He could not be higher on this team again if they stay healthy. But I think, think about this: Norman Powell is a really good basketball player. I think he averaged, 19 a game last season?
It was a good acquisition last year.
You can still find, he's like 8-1 at some books to win sixth man. I bet him yesterday at 30-1.
Oh, where? Come on.
BetMGM had him available yesterday at 30-1.
I like him. I like Wood. I think
Wood's another good one, yeah.
Wood will put up numbers in Dallas.
Yep.
Yep. But, I'm down on Portland. I like Portland under 38.5. I like Dallas under. I love Denver over. Love it. Love Denver over.
I'm with you. I bet that. I bet Timberwolves over.
Regular season, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Timberwolves over. They're going to be a very good regular season team.
I think in the VSiN betting guide, I believe I have the Wolves as a 2 seed.
I think they I can see that. Absolutely.
I think they're good enough to win like 54, 55 games.
Yeah.
But then it's a totally different story. I'm not telling you to win. They're going to win the championship, but.
Well, this is a big year for Cat. You know,
huge.
He was pathetic in the play-in game. He was hit or miss in the Memphis series. Guy's always in foul trouble. It's a big year for Cat.
Yep. Here you go. Time now for the pro tip of the hour. We get one every single hour here on VSiN. Awards markets are volatile in all sports. You don't have to go crazy in the preseason. There is value after the season starts. There's no doubt. I only made a couple of bets, and I've been dialing it back before the season starts now in recent years because you can find, we brought up the NFL Coach of the Year earlier. I mean, Arthur Smith is 40-1. Dayball, I think, was still 10-1 over the weekend. Those are some good numbers on teams that at this point, what are the Giants going to win 10 games? Don't go nuts in the preseason when good numbers are available throughout the regular season. That's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Up next, VSiN's NBA betting analyst Jonathan Von Tobel will join us in studio. Who does he like in each conference? Future bets, awards, which team playing tonight is the best in the East? We'll ask him all that coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.